interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey there, friends. Yeah, oh my goodness. We're blinking and kids are back in school and we're halfway through August. And it's good. It's good because we have lots to look forward to. And I'm excited about today's show because we're going to, well, get a little bit of the behind the scenes on how we can really make a big impact in just a few short weeks down the road. And I'm excited for that. Before I introduce you to our guests in the studio, I do want to give a shout out to our friends over at Michelina's. Next Wednesday, on the 20th of August, we will be hosting, as always, on the third Wednesday of the month, our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network Stewart Edition, which is going to be back at Michelina's since they have now wrapped up all their summer kids cooking camps. And you can join them from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock Tuesday through Saturday for dinner, or even just grab the family meal packs to go. You can feed a family of 4 to 6 for $60, and it's delicious home-cooked food, a variety of options. Michelina's right there on US 1 and Stewart. We love you. And there's still space to reserve for our ladies' luncheon on the 20th. And you can check that out at tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. And of course, you know, getting out in the community and networking and saying what's on the horizon, where, what calendar to go, how you can reserve, how you can participate, that's important. And that's how I got to learn more about the mission of United Way. And here in today's studio, we have Amanda Morgan. She is our community impact coordinator for the United Way of Indian River County. And in just a few months, you will be celebrating 30 years of the Day of Caring.
Yes.
Wow. Now, of course, there is so many ways to get involved. And because we're only like halfway through August, we still have an opportunity to secure not just volunteers, but also projects.
Yes.
All right. So let's learn a little bit about the community heroes through the United Way of Indian River County and what this tradition, 30 years of the Day of Caring, means to the organization and the community at large.
Well, it means a lot. You know, you think about the agencies that are signing up for the projects. They're signing up, doing things that they can't financially afford. So Day of Caring, that's the whole point, is getting our community members out there to help agencies that help the other community members as well. So, you know, 3 or 4 hours on a Saturday with your family, with your kids, they can earn volunteer hours and they're helping out another agency.
Right. It's a lot of bonding. And over the years, whether it was through the Young Professionals or through White Glove Moving and Storage itself, we've done and participated in different projects, and no two projects are the same, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And I always like to say, and I think that you would probably echo this, Amanda, that with many hands makes for light work.
Yes.
I mean, I would walk up, like one day it was a tree planting and we had so many volunteers. We were done with, and I mean, it looked like a tremendous amount of work when you first showed up, and we were done in less than 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. Just incredible.
That happened with one of our projects last year. They had an abundance of volunteers and they were done in less than an hour.
Wow. You just can't beat that. So the actual Day of Caring is going to be on Saturday, October 11th.
Yes.
And it's quite the hoopla to get us started. We're going to have cheerleaders. We're going to have breakfast. Tell me more.
So we have a breakfast kickoff. I call it a pep rally.
I think
It gets you pumped up. You get breakfast. We have McDonald's sponsoring breakfast. We have juice from Natalie's Juice.
Delish.
And it's, you know, it's a public sponsored event. Uh-huh. So you come, you spend 30 minutes getting riled up, and then you go out and you spend 3 hours helping our community out.
And where are we meeting at?
Jackie Robinson Training Complex.
Ooh, yeah, you need a big space.
Yes.
That's for sure. And that will kick off at 9 a.m.
That starts at 8.
Oh, 8.
Yep. So At 8 o'clock, we'll have a few speakers. We have TBLB Fitness there. They're going to do some stretching. Cheerleaders, I'm hoping for the band. I'm still waiting to hear. And it's like 30 minutes, and then we send you off to do your project.
Gotcha. And the projects kick off around 9 a.m.
The projects are at 9. You don't have to go to the breakfast kickoff, but it's a fun little...
It's fun.
Yeah. And you get breakfast.
I mean, bonus.
Yeah.
I love it. So... Historically, you've had between 40 and 50 projects annually.
Yes.
And how does one get to submit their project?
So they go on our website. Mm-hmm. It's unitedwayirc.org. And you'll go see the Day of Caring. You'll just go there and it gives you the option to submit a project or sign up to volunteer.
Okay. And the volunteer just opened, right?
Yes.
Which is exciting. Are there rules for volunteers?
No. So if the project has specific age requirements, I have that listed. So when you go in to sign up to volunteer, you'll see all the projects and what their project entails. And if there's an age, you know, minimum age or how many people are able to volunteer. As soon as that volunteer project is filled, the project is no longer available to choose.
Ah, got it. Mm-hmm. And then you will move to a different one down the list.
Yeah.
Well, let's give an example to our listeners of some projects, because there might be folks listening and they represent a nonprofit and they may or may not have already benefited from the good work that the United Way does. Yet they might have a project and they're thinking, oh, my gosh, this is great. This is very opportune. I want to submit. We can maybe get some volunteers with their time and their talent and their treasure. That'd be wonderful. What are examples of things that have been done in the past?
So we've had campus cleanups.
Ah.
We've had last year, one of the schools had volunteers come in and repaint the paw prints for the kids to follow on the sidewalk.
Cute.
We have painting. We have things indoors, outdoors. I have a card project this year. It's going to be for Christmas. So that's an indoor project.
In air conditioning. Mm-hmm. Listen to you.
Yes.
There is one completely in air conditioning. Think about it.
Yes. Mm. Yes. There might be more. So far, I only have one. we have one that's doing Halloween decorations for a Halloween party. So, you know, it's you can make it as unique as you want. And if it's not allowed, I'll just give you a call.
Right.
I've only had to turn away one project in the past.
Interesting. And this is the largest one day of service on the Treasure Coast, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So is this Day of Caring carried out through all the United Ways nationwide?
Yes. I think some of them might call it something different, but it's all the
same. On that same day?
Yeah. Well, no. Oh. We have some, I believe, like south of us, they do it in May.
Ah, okay.
We just choose to do it in October every year.
And well, it seems to be a success.
Yeah.
So how many volunteers have you had historically?
Between 500 and 800.
Wowzer.
Yeah.
And it is so good, too, knowing that the school year had started and that these kids really do need X amount of volunteer hours to get Bright Future grants and different things like that. So these hours matter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And someone's there to sign off on them for them.
I'm there.
Oh, look. She's like, I'm there at all 50 projects.
Well, they have to come sign up with me.
Got you. The little hand holding, and that's great.
Yes.
We love that. Okay, so now let's see here. Because you've had so many different projects over the years and so many volunteers, I feel like at some point almost every child through the public school system has been exposed to this in a good way. This is very, I mean, that math is good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the schools will turn in a project, but then the kids at the school are the ones that are actually doing the project. So they're not asking for volunteers, but they're submitting a project saying, hey, look, we are doing it too.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just being part of it. The numbers help create that sense of good community spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. A curb appeal matters.
Oh, yeah.
And so many of them are beautification and enhancements of the exterior. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. I remember one year when my son was at Glendale, we had done a on the Day of Caring, a big campus cleanup, and we got to repaint the gator at the main road. And that was a very fun project. Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, so now registration does, in fact, have to close in advance. So what are some of our time frames committed to that?
So for the project, the registration is open until August 30th.
Okay.
And volunteers, I leave that open. I know we put a deadline, but I'm not going to turn anybody away if they want to help out the community. So it stays open through the day of caring.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. And let's see, if they wanted to reach out to you directly, you have an email.
I do. It's amanda.morgan@unitedwayirc.org.
And the United Way is very social. So when folks are out there and they've reserved this Saturday, October 11th, they're going to be all hands on deck. They can take lots of pictures and post.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is there a special hashtag
or
just tagging?
They can, well, yeah, they can tag United Way. I'm not sure what the hashtag is right offhand. I don't have paper in front of me. But yeah, the more pictures you take and you want to tag us, we love it.
Love it. So now let's circle back, because some folks might not actually understand United Way's role and how you do partner with lots of nonprofits based on different pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give us just a little overview?
So United Way, our mission is about the health, education, and financial stability of our community. And, you know,
all very important things.
Very, very important things. And so we fundraise throughout the year to give money to, you know, these places that are asking us for money so that they can help with educational things, healthcare, financial stability, you know, so all those things that you see. We're doing it behind the scenes. You don't see us up front saying, hey, this is what we're doing. We're doing it because we want to help.
And in so many ways, between the board and the staff and the longevity of different groups, there's already so much vetting that has been done so that the community at large can feel very comfortable in knowing that their dollars are being used the way they want them to and making a big impact in those various aspects.
Absolutely. And we are not the ones. United Way does not make the decisions. Our community members make the decisions on who gets what money.
Right?
Yeah.
I've always thought that was so interesting. Because it's like, how do you refer? What's the name of that? Is peer?
CRP. Citizens Review Panel.
Citizens Review Panel. And then every year you're always looking for citizens to participate in that,
yes,
too.
Yes. We had 100 this year.
Wow.
Yes.
Was that a big class?
Yes. I think before, like, each panel would have 6 or 7, and we had 12 to 14 on each panel.
Nice.
Yeah.
It really does give you a good overview of what residents are thinking when you have those kind of numbers.
Absolutely.
As a data pool. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, I have here in the studio Amanda Morgan. She is our Community Impact Coordinator with United Way of Indian River County. And we are highlighting the 30th annual Day of Caring. It's going to be on Saturday, October 11th. And now is the time to submit projects. And even if your nonprofit or your school, your campus isn't necessarily a benefactor of United Way, they can still submit for their project.
Yes, absolutely.
And Amanda just happens to be our point person for submitting these projects, as well as for signing up for volunteering. And it's great to know that volunteer opportunities just opened up. And so no matter your age, you can get involved. It's really easy just by going to the website at unitedwayirc.org/DOC Day of Caring. And you'll be able to look at all the different projects as they keep coming in. And before you know it, you're going to be assigned and you're going to feel really good. And you'll be meeting everybody at the Jack and Robinson's training complex at 8 a.m. on Saturday, October 11th for a big kickoff.
Yes.
I think it's fun. I love it. Quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails. 2 locations. After a big campus-wide deep cleaning, you will want to probably go get a fresh manicure. I'm sure of it. And they'll do just that. It lasts for weeks. It's great pricing. But they're true nail artists. So you give them something to look and say, I want this, and they will emulate it. And it's so cool that you can still wash dishes and do all these things, and it lasts, and it looks so good. And guys, Don't feel like you're not welcome. It's true. You know, we wear open-toe shoes and men need pedicures too. This is a thing. So two locations, one in Vero near the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie. True Nail Artist. You can always swing in and get a gift card. They're open 7 days a week. And there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock tariff-free coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of American-made telescope, Berlin Gardens, and Pollywood, all with no tariff ever. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Come in now for our summer sale and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the most, as you were listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Shout out to True Colors Salon and Spa. Yes, it's in Vero. It's worth the drive, friends. I've never walked into a salon where I've seen so many copacetic, happy people working together. And if you need an emergency cut, color, and style, and your regular person isn't there, you will be able to have somebody very competent take care of you. They have great notes, and it's just incredible to see that camaraderie work great. And they have evening and weekend hours, and they do more than just hair. They also do nails, and they do massage, and they do skincare. And I love True Colors, and I know you will as well. Shout out also to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. They know what they're doing, and with this many years of experience, they can offer you up some creative ways to get some financing and how to do new construction and land and maybe increase your portfolio. So consultation's free and see what they have, what they can offer you, because the environment is changing and it might be a good time for you. Union Home Mortgage, thank you to Shannon and Lucy. And then, of course, my team at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Sometimes you just need men with muscle to help with the heavy lifting. We have no minimums. So after 1 hour, we can bill in 30-minute increments. And same with our storage. We own the storage, which is all climate and humidity controlled. So you might not need a full month. You might not need a full 2 months. And we're just going to bill you for the time that you're there. We believe in being very fair. We're celebrating 23 years and we're an interstate agent with Beacons Van Line. So if you know of anyone coming into or out of Florida, or once again, locally, just needing a little help with the heavy lifting, White Glove would be honored to assist. It's always a free estimate. And yay, we can keep making radio shows and keep me gainfully employed. I appreciate it. Woo woo. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. In the studio, we have Amanda Morgan. She is with United Way of Indian River County, and they are celebrating 30 years of the Day of Caring. And yes, that's not going to take place until Saturday, October 11th. But now is the time, right, Amanda, where they can submit projects.
Yes.
And historically, we have what, between 40 and 50?
Yes.
So we got a need to fill, and you don't necessarily, I mean, give us examples of people that aren't necessarily another nonprofit that might benefit from a project, submitting a project.
Any agency can submit a project. It doesn't have to be a nonprofit agency.
Okay.
So any business is able to submit a project.
I love that.
Yeah.
And there's also the opportunity for volunteers.
Yes.
And that just opened up.
Yes.
And the volunteers, you're really only asked for a couple of hours, and chances are it might even go faster.
Yeah. That's what happened last year. One of the projects was done in an hour.
I mean, so, this happens. With many hands makes for light work. And so if you're tuning in and you know your kids are back at school now and they are going to have to get those volunteer hours for Bright Futures or for other scholarships, they can earn hours this way and they'll be signed off on appropriately. So we've got where they can reach out to you directly, right, Amanda?
Yes.
What's your phone number?
772-567-8900, and my extension is 120.
Perfect. If you have questions, she can certainly help point you in the right direction, though you can do it all online, unitedwayirc.org/DOC for Day of Caring. I'm a big fan of acronyms myself. I like it. I like it, Amanda. And not to mention, of course, that we love pictures. We want to be able to really highlight the good work that friends, families, colleagues are teaming up and making a big impact on our community, improving the curb appeal, improving the safety, right? All these things are at play depending on the project.
Absolutely.
And so you can snap all those photos and you can tag United Way IRC in them. And of course, we are saying 3 hours, give or take, once you get started at 9 a.m., but then there is the opportunity for a big pep rally.
Yes.
Earlier in the day. You've done a good job. We're going to have our cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I love our local cheerleaders. They are so community focused.
They are.
And I know one of the coaches, and she's just, they do so much and they bond so much together. And I believe that they feel the same way. Like, people need to be energized.
Yes.
and rooted on. And then you go out, you make a big impact. And we're celebrating 30 years. That's a big deal.
It is.
It's a really big deal. Now, you yourself are coming up on you had a full year anniversary here with United Way.
I did.
And what is it that you find so rewarding as you get to be the community impact coordinator? What are you seeing?
So for me personally, I've been in the volunteer management field for over 8 years. I love working with volunteers. I'd much rather work with volunteers than paid people. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I love it. It really is. It's like where my heart is supposed to be.
I love this so much. And this is essentially the biggest day, largest one-day service event in the Treasure Coast.
It is.
So it's a big undertaking.
It is.
Because you're talking 500 plus volunteers, right?
Right. Yes.
Wow, sir. Wowzer. So don't hesitate to reach out to our friend Amanda Morgan. If you're tuning in, we're talking United Way, Day of Caring, submit your project, sign up to volunteer. Thanks again to Coffeehouse 1420, Natalie's Orchard for helping, as well as McDonald's on our kickoff. And it'll all take place at Jackie Robinson Training Center, 8 a.m. on Saturday, October 11th.
Yes.
I dig it. Go to treasurecoastinsider.us to live link to all of our sponsors and check out past shows. Thank you again to Michelinas, Foxy Nails, Union Home Mortgage, White Glove Moving and Storage, and True Color Salon and Spa. Until next week, cheers.